Check.
You're not recording.
All right, now I'm recording.
Oh. We're just doing a sound check.
Well, you haven't hit. All right, now you got to clap again. Yeah. That's a good clap.
Was it good?
I think so.
This guy's asking for me.
Does anybody have any?
All right.
Nicotine. I need to get it. Never mind. Don't give it to me. Even if I fucking scream and cry. And
could.
Even if I piss my pants and maybe like shit a little bit or cum. Don't give me any nicotine.
All right.
But he's coming.
He's trying to come. Give him the nicotine already.
No, he's just doing that to trick us.
Oh, you think? Oh, yeah, give me a Zen. Give me a Zen.
He's not. He doesn't actually need them to jerk off.
I'm not going to stop until somebody gives me a fucking vape.
He can bust without the nicotine. It's a lie. I don't know if he can bust without it.
I don't know if he wants to.
It sounds like you're saying that like it's hotter if we don't give you one.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted all along.
Oh. He always
Please
wins.
Tell me you don't have any nicotine. Because if you don't tell me you have any nicotine.
Ooh, don't give it to me. I want you guys to care about my well-being.
Fuck, bro. You're the freaking Machiavelli, dude. You win either way.
Oh, my God.
That's like the fact that you guys want what's best for me in the long term is...
A weirdly wholesome kink.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to treat Jack like shit or he jacks off.
Why are you guys so mean to him? Trust me.
He'll get hard and jack off. I bought him a burger one time and he beat off at Dan's. Can't go there anymore.
He fucked the burger like a pussy.
I paid for our food while he was in the bathroom. And he tried to fuck the chocolate brownie dessert that came out. He said, ooh, molten brownie.
Oh, it's Mikey, warm like a pussy. You shouldn't have. Oh, that's such a nice thing to do.
You know I'm on my last buck.
Oh, Miles, is there any way you could give me a ride?
I'll sit in the back.
Is it really cool, you?
Oh, yeah.
You can take the long way.
Yeah. Just give me the right directions, bro. It doesn't take 30 minutes to get to your house.
All right, take another left. Jack, that's the eighth left.
Wait, no, stop. Okay, no, go. Go, stop. Did you just hear me? 20 minutes in, he just...
Jack, which one is it?
Wake up.
Buddy, get up. What the hell?
Put your shoes on. Put your shoes on, we're here.
Can you walk? Can you get the fuck out?
Yeah. I beat off whenever somebody's nice to me, but also I can't beat off unless I take my shoes off.
Oh, dude, you can only beat off with your shoes on? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Don't let him take his fucking shoes off. It's going to be a disaster.
Dude, my buddy had a dog, like, kind of, not like that, but kind of similar. It was like this big, like, Dane.
What does that mean?
He had this dog. He had this big bulldog, old, fat, like, very, what do you call those? Jowly.
Yeah.
Very jowly bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
Lady, too. And it's a lady bulldog.
Dominant, probably.
And he was like, he's like, yeah, you can't, don't show her love. Like, why? She's so cute. Just don't show her love.
What the fuck?
And I was like, whatever, bro. She's cute. And I like pet her. And then like, after I pet her, she was just like scratching me to like pet her. And like, she's like humping. She was like clit humping.
Oh my God. Oh my like, God. So oh
like,
my God!
Like, your dog rapes if you show her love. Oh. If you show the dog love, she rapes.
Oh. Well, you were like giving me the eyes. What the
tease?
Fuck?
What are you, some kind of fucking tease?
You came over, you said I was very cute. What is that supposed to fucking mean, man? He said, who's a good girl? I said, I'm about to be a bad one if you don't fucking say.
Yeah, dude. Crazy. She like pinned down the chihuahua.
Bro.
I said, get off Panda. Let Panda go. Let Panda go now.
Oh god.
This is what happens. You got me all jazzed up with those pets and I need to release. Yeah.
This is your fault. You made me do this.
Yeah, it was just like hours of them like just being mean to this dog. And I'm just like, what? What the hell, man? That's your dog. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, she's a monster.
Why are you like this? You tell him, Norbert.
Yeah, dude.
Get the ass.
Shout out Roxy, bro.
Roxy the bulldog?
Mm-hmm.
I've interacted with older dogs like that. Where, like, if you pet them, they won't leave you alone, and they kind of, like, they just get this thousand-yard stare, and they keep just scratching you with their full weight, yeah, trying to get you to pet them again. You're just like, ah. It's like such a weird vibe, too.
Yeah, bro.
Like, ah, get, fuck.
Yeah, what are you going to do, push an old dog?
So immediately, like, not cute at all. You're like, this animal is scary.
Yeah, bro.
Like, it's haunted.
Yeah.
How'd you teach it? Why'd you guys teach it that? Yeah, why'd you learn? How did it learn that?
Your fucking dog is haunted.
Yeah, just full claw, like, ow!
Yeah, full weight.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even weigh enough for it to hurt this much.
The one thing is good where they just put, like, the paw on you. Mm-hmm. But that fucking scratch thing, too, it's like, hey, you know he does this. Clip his nails at least.
Yeah. Dude, if Truck gets like that when he's old, I have to kill him.
hit him with a damn two-piece in the ribs.
Sorry, buddy.
Hit him with a check hook. Yeah.
Sleep with a gun under my pillow. I am legend.
Yeah, fucking I am legend.
Don't say that shit, bro.
In the kitchen with don't him. You'd hurt yourself trying to break his neck, though, bro. That's a fucking.
Don't show him any affection.
He's got a watermelon neck.
Just pretend like he doesn't even exist.
Yeah. Ignore him. No, he's going to be sweet when he gets old. He's probably going to get fat.
He is going to be.
Which is going to be very fun.
Bro, he's already old, babe. He's like.
He's pretty old.
You don't know how old he is?
He's like 3 or 4.
He could be anything.
Really, yeah, we have no clue.
We were literally talking when we got here about if he's growing or not. I think he's gotten bigger. He's like, well, I don't know.
Either 2 or 10.
Yeah, I mean, all he wants to do is like.
Chill.
He just wants to chill most of the time. Mm-hmm.
You chill or
W-A-O-K?
Go outside for a sec.
Run, walk at a very
all right.
slow pace for a while. Get tired after a mile.
A lot of sleeping, man. And I get that.
Stopping on walks. It's already ill.
God damn. He looked good, though. He looked healthy.
Yeah, man. He's a good dog.
Started feeding him fucking just raw chicken and yams. See what happens. Always wanted to do that with a dog.
We give him shredded cheese.
Yeah, it's not the same at all.
Yeah, but what about like an ice cream?
Vegetables and like raw meat. We give them shredded cheese.
Yeah. This is the highest processed cheese.
No, bro.
Yeah, we've been getting cheese out the bag.
Or mozzarella cheese.
Bro. Are you getting the cheese out?
Is it? Yeah, man. He got the cheese it's right there.
Or
just the HEB select.
We'll give him turkey sometimes. It's the 50-50.
50-50? Yeah, man. Oh, I didn't know it was restaurant style. Oh, shit. You didn't say it was a restaurant.
Yeah, man. It's the 50-50. It's pretty...
Is it
salt?
50-50 cheese?
It says natural mild cheddar and pasteurized processed American cheese. It melts better.
Sometimes I'll give him some Mexican cheese.
He's just been giving him that?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder he looked... Man. Look at him.
I make him cheesy eggs. Yeah. And I put it on his food.
You brought the bag out. He got excited.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
He's looking at you. It's the first time he's gotten up this whole fucking episode.
What is that?
Or to see the kitty.
He goes, what is that?
Yo, what's going on? He literally, his ears were perked.
Oh my god, man. Yeah, you cat's giving me the fucking stare right now. What's up with that cheese, though?
Yeah.
Are you giving him a little bit? You are giving him a little bit.
Oh, dude, that's crazy, Mikey.
Oh, you dropped all
Mikey,
of it.
That was wild.
Does he like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Norbit's coming.
There gives Norbit.
You get the cheese out?
You can give Norbit some.
Norbit's in the other room. Was that the cheese?
Is that the bag of cheese?
Hopefully they share. I don't know if they're going to.
That's awesome, man.
That's a good way to get clean the house, too. You just sprinkle. You don't even need the mop,
I love
dude.
It.
You sprinkle cheese all over the ground. It'll, it's like a Swiffer.
Yeah.
He gets the cheese and everything else in one leg.
Chuck's
all the dust.
Chuck's a truckster.
Yeah.
When he does that.
Yeah, what if we...
You think he's going to get fat?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, this is the fattest shit I've ever seen.
He's got a bandana.
You throw cheese on the ground. Like you threw cheese.
Having to loosen the bandana.
You threw cheese on the ground like chicken feed. Like you're feeding chickens. Looks like a fucking chicken coop.
Oh, the animals are out. I mean,
come here, girls. Come on.
That's so funny. Oh my god.
Yeah, he's looking at the cat. He's like, oh, that was a good one, man. That was a good one.
Yeah, he's looking.
Hey, dude, stop.
Norbit, check it out. They spread a bunch of the cheese on the floor again.
Look at him. He's trying to get out of here, man. They're fighting over it. You've created a fake scarcity.
They're homies. You're chilling.
Did you get some nice cheese, truckster? Truck. Come on, get up here.
He's good with cats, though.
Yeah.
He can have some cats. If you want some, but.
Well, no, I mean, he was definitely getting a little upset, but he wasn't, like, doing anything about it.
Yeah.
He was just like, dude, stop.
No, he's going, you know what? You're right. I don't need this.
Look, dude. They're, like.
No.
They cuddle with shit almost. Almost. But, like, one day. They can sleep on the same bed, like, really close to each other, which is really nice.
But big bed.
But the cheese, though. It's like it sets the rings of power, dude. It corrupts.
Sometimes Norbit will be running across the couch and he'll hit truck and kind of use him as like a structure.
It's, yeah. That,
like jumps off his back.
It's amazing. It's so funny.
he was just like, what?
Like he's like, he uses him as a little ladder.
He's kind of a doofus.
Oh, man.
I took him to the dog park the other day and the dogs were using, they were doing the same thing. They were using him as like a tree. They were like juking each other out around him.
Oh, okay.
No, not peeing on him.
Peeing on him?
they were like chasing
like
each
an
other
obstacle.
And like using him to like, and he was just like.
Yeah. Just happy to be around, man. We're all having fun. Yeah, dude.
It's so funny. How did we get to that?
Yeah.
I said, oh, what if you started feeding him raw chicken and yams? And he said, we've been giving him we've actually been starting to do stuff like that. I've been giving him shredded cheese.
I've been throwing cheese on the ground.
Yeah. We've actually about every now and again we'll throw a handful of cheese on the ground and
or turkey sometimes or chicken.
Mostly cheese.
HEB, mostly cheese. Cheese is a little bit more renewable of an energy around here.
Mm-hmm. Science. Science. Yeah. Science. Yeah, yeah. Doctor. Doctor.
Doctor.
Yeah, I probably.
Ah, hmm, yes, hmm.
Oh, what do y'all think about this? What do y'all think about this? When we take all of our glasses off, we actually do look like turtles, like actual Ninja Turtles.
I didn't like hearing that.
I don't like hearing that at all.
Wait, what?
I don't want to look like a
Ninja
Turtle.
I look like
turtle.
A fucking turtle?
No, bro. It's like,
oh, you think it's like some kind of Clark Kent Superman thing?
Yeah, but also
where like they don't realize we're turtles because we have the glasses on. But as soon as we take the glasses off, we're just like, oh,
yeah,
shit. Some it's the Ninja Turtles.
Pretty much. Say
talk to him. Talk your shit, though, for real.
The Ninja Turtles would look, I feel like they would not be well received as a superhero in real life. In terms
no.
They would
no.
be really scary.
People would be like, what
so
the
scary.
Teenage Mutant Turtle?
I think they would have, yeah, people would never really get over that.
Some fucking turtles? There's a turtle with a katana running around the sewers of New York. Well, surely it's not that scary. It's just a turtle. It's a man-sized turtle.
Yeah, they would get like shot pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the costumes really do. Yeah.
Don't worry, we figured it out. They'll leave us alone for pizza. Quick, I need a cheese pizza stat.
It's a good thing we're in New York.
Yeah.
There's no time to eat. No, we gotta throw it in this manhole.
Yeah.
For the turtles.
Shit's shaped like a pizza.
Perfect.
There's a giant.
Just drop it right in.
Yeah. Boy sized rat running around.
Yeah.
Four man sized turtles.
How did this happen? I don't know. I think somebody gave a bunch of HGH and Bruce Lee videos.
Grilled chicken and yams.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Shredded cheese.
Walk in here, truck's built like a man. We've been giving him fucking.
Father.
Grant, Michael. It's a pleasure that you returned to the household.
Dude, I was thinking about that with.
I've been awaiting my chicken and yams.
I will fight you for them.
I was trying to open the fridge to get my shredded cheese, but I can't really do that by myself. Still, my paws don't really close.
What were you
thinking? Still don't have, yeah, I still don't have thumbs.
Fuck! Fuck!
Histories of the universe. Is it a cabinet?
I've been waiting.
Still, you're still doing that?
Yes, bro.
Just looking like a full human.
Yeah. He's looking at you and just scratching at the door.
Yeah. You mind? Hey, you mind, pal?
I would be kind of offended if he didn't just ask at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Buddy, come on.
It's funny, a world of man-sized dogs like taking over like the human world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like so smart, but they can't use our stuff, so they have to just full-on tackle every door to get through.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like they have to break down a door like, like a special force. All right, and this is the bathroom. We haven't figured out all of their technologies, but so you could use a computer. You don't really need thumbs for a
yeah,
computer.
That's true.
You could like
beep,
door.
Beep.
The greatest of man's mysteries. The doorknob.
Oh, the doorknob, no.
Would you have to, like, sorry.
Oh, no, you're good.
My fault.
No, you're good. We had our scientists had a breakthrough on door handles the other day, but the knob still eludes us.
Just putting their whole mouth on it.
just three dogs in lab coats. Putting their mouth on a door handle.
Do it this way.
Mm-hmm. Would you have to re-potty train? Like, if they were old, or would they just still, like, poop outside like a normal?
Well, if they had human
dog.
Yeah.
They probably poop outside still, but.
Hey, truck dude, this is how we do it, man.
No, it's still for drinking. The toilet would still be for.
He just uses a straw.
My ass. Just tucking a napkin into his collar before he starts drinking out of the toilet.
Bro, that would be so fucking scary, bro. If you walked in. Bro, you walk in on like a full man-sized person drinking out of a toilet.
Oh, yeah.
A man dog. You're like, oh, God. Truck, stop. Stop, truck, stop.
Father.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no, you're good, truck. Oh, he is licking on his shit. Oh, how's your tongue not hurt anymore, buddy? You got the guards on and... He's still just like, I'm still trying to fuck this shit up, man. Yeah, I know that's still under there, bro.
Center of the Tootsie Pop.
Hey, truck, stop.
See, oh, yeah.
I don't even know where you are.
Yeah, I know, bro. Huh? He's like, he knows where I am. He's pretending to act. He's like, huh?
Yeah, he's acting like he wasn't what? Doing it. He's like, what?
I didn't see, dude, y'all were talking. What I didn't do that? Anything.
I was watching TV. You can never tell if it's on.
Like you guys. I was looking at the. Oh, that's crazy. Just like how you guys are.
It was funny walking, the two of us walking in, and you're sitting here on the couch, and he's sitting right next to you, and you both look up at us. Just enjoying a documentary on Hurricane Katrina.
Bro, the documentary is fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, I've heard about National this tragedy. One, but I watched the Apple. Did you see the Apple TV one they did in, like, the hospital?
No.
They did like a whole biopic on one of the hospitals during Katrina. It was fucking brutal.
What the fuck, bro?
It's like a limited series
thing. Yeah, I didn't realize they told everybody to evacuate. Is it still recording?
Oh, fuck. It just died. Good battery issue. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, battery, okay.
Swag.
I don't know if it saved it or not.
Oh, probably did.
Stop. Check unit.
Stop.
You're gonna check the camera wall.
Yeah, that's another way we're gonna know how much
time we're at.
You say biopic or biopic?
Biopic. We're at 23 minutes.
I said almost like two different words. Biopic.
Biopic.
Kind of like it's like a
23
minutes. I picked this bio to watch.
It's like a flick.
Yeah.
Bio flick. Mm-hmm. People were clowning the other day. I think I said biopic.
Oh, they say biopic?
Biopic?
First topic?
You don't know.
That sounds like it's either the right way, or it's just like a pretentious person would guess is the right way, because they figured out how they would like op, like, you know, like they put emphasis on a word that on a letter that like took a little bit of like this must be the way to say it, because I've thought about it really hard. Mm-hmm. Biopic.
But it's like, no, it's the bio is the more important part.
It's like, yeah, it's short for
bio.
Biography.
All right, what the fuck is an opic?
Yeah, it's a
biographic picture.
Okay. It's a bio picture, biographical picture.
Biopic.
Biopic.
Biopic. It's a biopic.
It's.
Are y'all talking about bionics?
No. Okay. What'd you say about Ebonics?
Biopic.
Biopic.
Is it bi? Do you guys say, what's up, listeners? Do you say biopic or biopic? And which is, if, you know, what's the right one? What's the right way to say it? I think it's biopic. Wait, yeah, biopic. Biopicture. Biographical picture.
Yeah, that's kind of how I always...
Biopic. That's a bisexual. Bisexual.
Are you looking at Joe Rogan's story again?
Optician?
No.
It's the optics on being bisexual.
It's gay. Yeah, that means gay eyes.
What are the optics on this?
Yeah, bisexual. Optic. Whatever the fuck
that
means.
It's a bisexual pick.
And I rest my case. Also, it's Margaret Qualley. Found that out.
What's
Margaret
that?
Qualley?
Yeah, I heard her say her name.
Was this something? Oh, is this something we fucked? Is this from last time or something?
No, no. I just.
What happened?
I think it's just a thing everybody should know. She's getting famous now, you know, and everybody, nobody knows how to say her fucking name.
Margaret Qualley?
Is that from the movie
Qualley
that we saw?
Is that she's Margaret in that movie
Qualley?
Too.
Mm-hmm. That movie fucking sucked.
Margaret?
Yeah. Yeah. What is it? What's the movie called?
Honey Don't.
Yeah, Honey Don't buy a ticket to this. Yeah, for fucking real. Shit sucks.
Honey Don't.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
If you're planning on seeing this movie, Honey Don't. That would be, oh, gay Roger Ebert.
Gay color.
Gay Roger Ebert would be great.
This movie was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I loved this movie. If loving it meant hating it.
Isn't the alien from American Dad's name Roger?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
Is he gay? Is that a whole thing? The alien gay?
He's like pansexual.
He's gay the way Stewie is.
He just freaky.
But he's like, yeah, he's like not gay because he's not a person. He's just like,
bro, what?
That's a good point.
He's like, no, he's just like sexual. He's like a sexual. Like, because he also is weird. He's just, because he also does like weird thing. He'll like put on like tits and stuff too. Mm-hmm. So he's like, just like, he's like, what do you call it? Like pansexual. It's all of it.
You're watching Pan. My name's Roger Ebert, and you're watching Disney Channel.
I'm drawing tits.
Yeah, and you're watching boobs.
Fucking A. What do I call it? I still think it's funny that, like, Joe Rogan had Sabrina Carpenter on his story today. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
I don't know one Sabrina Carpenter song. I didn't even know she was really a thing.
That's exactly what a guy who knows every Sabrina Carpenter song would say.
It's not. Dude.
You don't know one Sabrina Carpenter song? Nope. Come on,
nope.
Bro.
Nope.
Not even
you
the one you
even make.
Not even
one
the one you just
guess.
Heard?
No.
You couldn't even guess one.
I'm a girl.
That's one of them. It's your top song.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's it.
I'm a girl.
Damn.
And I got a pussy and some tits too.
That's not how it goes, dude.
That's what girls are. I only believe you're supposed to be what you were born as.
That's not how it goes.
There's only two genders, and I'm a girl. That's the song, dude. That's Sabrina Carpenter.
No, it's not.
It's one of the biggest songs on the radio right now.
No, it's not.
Ooh, there's only two genders, and I'm one, and I'm a girl.
Kind of nailed it.
Yeah. On the radio, they bleep out the number two, though.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know any Sabrina Carpenter songs.
I like Trump. I'm a girl. And there's only two genders.
Yeah, dude. She's, like, pretty popular right now. Damn. I didn't know she was, like, a Trump supporter. And she had...
Yeah.
That song. I didn't know she, like...
Release the files.
Dang, dude, really?
Release the files.
When did that one come out?
That one, 2012. That one was out for a while. Nobody knew what she was talking about. Off. Yeah. They're like, release the files. I want to be on an island. But not that island. An island with a beach. Not for fucking kids, though. Just like for hanging out. Just having a fun teenage party. And if there were kids there, that'd be fine, but I wouldn't talk to them.
Is that the one with...
I'd love to go to Epstein's Island. but without Epstein, and just have a real fun kid party. And all those kids can just have fun with together.
That island was almost awesome.
Yeah, they really.
Dude, you removed the millionaire.
You take out all the adults.
Yeah.
Wish there weren't any adults here, so we could just party like kids.
Sick, nasty job they
had
to do.
Dude, if there were no adults here, we'd be able to have cake and ice cream for dinner.
Oh, they would have. Bro,
we could go to bed whenever we wanted.
Bro, shut up.
What, dude? That's a good point.
All I was going to say was, is that the one that Katy Perry features in?
You know the worst part about...
crazy.
You know the worst part about Epstein's Island? Is cool, they still make you have bedtime.
Yeah, they do. They do. Dude, that's why it's fucked up.
God, it's fucking hated here. Fucking hate Epstein's Island.
Oh, that's terrible, dude.
Which one of you sex slaves went into the cookie jar?
How much I want to bet right now, like, when Trump's not president anymore, fucking, there's going to be a documentary all about it.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Probably not. We'll probably never hear anything about it.
Maybe like 100 years or something, though.
Maybe. And even then. Even then, it'll be boiled down. Just
bro,
like,
you sound like you were on the fucking island, bro.
No, I have no faith anymore. I have no faith in justice or the truth. I'm really going to go full into, like, I'm a hollow earther and shit like that. Just kind of die on that hill. I think I really want to get into flat earth or hollow earth.
Well, you got to pick one, bro.
I know. That is the real crossroads there.
You can't be a flat hollow earther, bro. Yeah. That's
maybe like there's
that's
another,
just
there's
not
an
even
upside
what it
down.
Looks like.
Yeah.
It's flat. There's nothing in it.
I don't know which one to pick. Both are very fun.
I could fuck with hollow earth, dude. Honestly, I could get.
It's kind of cool.
I don't know the difference.
Just guess, man. Buddy, just guess.
Yeah, it's right there. Okay, you know what flat earth means?
Oh, wait. Yeah.
What do you think hollow earth means?
Once more. On the inside, flat?
Dude, you don't know what hollow means?
Like, there's nothing.
No, it's trying to be funny. Just, like, a hollow.
Like, the earth is hollow.
Like, if the earth were hollow, what would that mean?
Spooky.
No way, bro. No fucking way, bro.
Like this. Like,
yeah.
Man, now I look dumb.
Concave, right?
No, it's just hollow.
No, just hollow.
It's like inside.
Yeah.
I think you're overthinking it.
You're overthinking this.
Just,
yeah.
Hollow, like a bottle.
There's this whole theory about...
Why is the bottle...
Because there's nothing... Because there's space on the inside instead of solid...
Yeah. There's a whole other world.
It's not hollow when there's tea.
No,
it's
like it's like a retard theory, bro. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. There's not like a lot of science. It's just like flat earth, like how people are like flat earth. It's like they think it's
easy,
flat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing with hollow earth. It's just like they think.
You ever seen those rides at like
it's hollow. They think there's nothing in there.
Yeah. You ever seen the rides at the fair where you're we're up against like a wall and it spins you around and you're. It like sticks you to the wall from the G-force. So on the
What are you?
It's like an M&M with no chocolate. On
it's
the
like
what are you
it's
talking
like
it, about?
It's like
telling,
if an M&M
explaining.
Didn't
that's
have
really
chocolate
good.
On the inside.
That's
yeah.
That's hollow. So,
but the Earth
an M&M without chocolate.
The Earth is spinning, and so like the inside world is on the other side, just like Our up is their down.
I'm not the only one that doesn't fucking know what these messages mean.
He's trying to explain how gravity
works. I'm trying to explain
how gravity works. Because I'm imagining you think.
I know which theory.
No, but it's opposite gravity.
Gravity.
It's opposite gravity in there. It's opposite gravity.
Yo, why did you skip to the most complicated part of it?
Well, because I'm sure he's thinking, well, everyone's just kind of just hanging out in there.
Yeah.
How would they?
Have you seen?
We haven't gotten past hollow.
We're just getting to the definition of hollow.
There's also Nazis in there.
No, and I'm not no. hollow.
That's kind of a big part of it. The Nazis escaped into Hollow Earth.
Yeah, there's Nazis and dinosaurs,
and
maybe.
Dinosaurs. Yes, maybe.
People say there's dinosaurs. I don't know.
The Anunnaki.
What's an Anunnaki?
Ancient human aliens.
We don't know if
don't worry
human,
about
bro.
Them.
You don't
Let's
know if they're
human.
Stick
to the Nazis and dinosaurs first.
You don't know if they're human, bro. There's Nazis and aliens and dinosaurs.
Yes, and the Anunnaki.
The Anunnaki are aliens, bro.
They are just aliens. But they're like the creator race.
Is this from the fucking book that y'all read or something?
No,
like,
no, this is just from a lot
no,
of being
up. No, this is
upright.
Real fucking life.
This is real shit, dude.
This is from your fucking life.
Can't read about this shit, man. This is it.
This is what's going on your fucking toes right now. Motherfucker. There's a fucking Nazi under your fucking toes right now, bro.
Said, I'm going to put you 6 feet deep. They said, I'm going to go 6 miles down there. We'll see how deep I'll fucking be hanging out.
There's a fucking Hitler clone riding a dinosaur yep. fighting an alien right now
uh-huh.
underneath those fucking Piggly Wigglies of yours.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Also,
and they come up here whenever they want, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's entrances at the poles, at the pyramids.
Mm-hmm. You just listen to Sabrina Carpenter's newest album. It's all in there, bro. A vagina's like a hole to the middle of the earth, where the Nazis are and aliens. Our alien protectors protect us from the Nazis. She's good, bro. She's never been wrong.
The master race in the pact with the dinosaurs.
Hitler wants to make Nazi dinosaurs to take over the world from the North Pole. Mm-hmm. After they kill Santa, they'll have the infrastructure to do everything they want. He's gonna use the reindeers to put Nazi dinosaurs in your house. So, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, buddy.
Pretty much that, man. That's the master plan.
Great, and let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, pal. That's just the tip of the fucking iceberg. Because if it's fucking flat, we're all fucked. This blows the lid off the whole shebang.
Yeah.
There's an ice wall out there.
Like Game of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Game of Thrones, but even fucking bigger.
Yeah.
That's part of the flat earth theory, is that there's an ice wall?
We're surrounded. Antarctica, the reason it's uninhabitable it's like an ice wall.
Around the entire plate?
Yep. And the North Pole is just right in the center of where we are at.
Okay.
But the South Pole?
The North Pole's in the center of what?
North Pole's like the center point of the map, and then the South Pole would be like an ice wall ring. Yeah, there's a whole thing. There's a reflection of it on the moon, which should tell you what the world actually looks like. But I don't want to get too far into this. The moon's actually a reflection of what our world really looks like.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
pal.
Buddy.
Hey, and I've been where you're at. I get it.
Looks like somebody.
Wow.
Looks like somebody paid attention in school.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, in a way, like jealousy, because now you get to kind of learn all this for the first time.
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
You do all this stuff too.
Yep. Oh, look at that right there.
No, I don't pay attention to this stuff. I know about it.
I don't know why.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That was the wool that was on your eyes.
No, that was.
It's gone now.
From the couch.
It's also from the couch too. The couch learned.
Just wait. Just wait till they declassify all the mudslide shit.
What's a mudslide?
The mud man.
Yeah, the mud man.
Is that
the
like
mudslide.
An insult for Mexican people?
No. What? Hey, pal.
Bro, you don't get, to, you don't get to go whoa, whoa on the Epstein thing and then call Mexicans mud men.
Right. Yeah, hey, man. The world might be flat, but there's still no room for shit like that in it. I tell you
there's,
what.
I'll tell you what. There's definitely not. There's definitely not enough room for that. It's a lot smaller than you think the world is.
No, it was either, like, that was always confusing me. Like, it was an insult for either Mexicans or Arabs. Like,
mud man?
Yeah. Bro. Like, growing up.
Have you heard that before?
What?
I've never heard that before.
You never heard somebody, like, call somebody a mud man?
Like on you, Batman.
You've heard somebody call another person
out with
a mudman.
Fucking bad people growing up, bro. It's awful. Like fucking, whatchamacallit. Yeah, like, I don't know, playing football or playing like soccer. Like, we saw somebody that was like.
You sure that you're not thinking of a different.
I think you're thinking of when Batman fought Mudman.
I've never heard that as a, like a slur for somebody.
Is that a slur?
It almost didn't sound like a slur until you said it.
It still does. It's so
oh, wait,
silly.
Wait.
We might have to scrap a good 3 minutes of this fucking podcast.
Sorry,
here.
Just
hanging over and over again.
We just keep ripping Mudman.
Apparently, it means. It's a slur for people of Sri Lankan descent.
I don't think you were hearing that.
Also, wait. Also, an informal slang term. It is a common ethnic slur. It originated in Canada.
Oh, they don't know.
It's
what
a Canadian.
Doing up there.
It's a Canadian slur for like. Oh, because there's a lot of Indians up there. But it's a.
That probably sounds pretty goofy in the accent.
Hey, a couple of mud men, eh?
Don't call me chink mud man pack. Oh, sorry, I'm reading.
It's from a Canadian Huckleberry Finn.
Sorry, I was reading that. I just wrote it down, and I thought I should read it.
You can't sexualize my clothing and call me. Yeah, we're. I guess we just didn't have people to call that where I came from.
Mudman? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we didn't.
No,
I mean,
like, they just called like pretty much Mexicans like anything. Like,
yeah.
Like the common joke was like, fucking, what's the. What do you call a bunch of Mexicans like running around? Like a.
All right. What do you call it?
Yeah, probably shouldn't do this joke. But the playground joke. All right.
Called it a mudslide?
Yes, and then what do you call a bunch of fucking, like, white people?
It doesn't even make sense.
White people
really
going down a fucking mountain avalanche. Yeah. Black people jailbreak. Fucking, the.
What?
It's a terrible joke.
Anyways. Yeah.
So people, like, in fourth grade and fifth grade would call, like, Mexicans, like, mud people or just, like, the bad one. The one that starts with a B. That's like bad.
Beaner?
Yeah.
That's also a funny one.
I
that one's
but
just.
It's bad. It's not really funny. It's fucked up.
Yeah, these guys like beans. Did you ever laugh at it when you were a kid?
When I was little, yeah. And then I learned that it's really fucked up. Because, like, I don't know. I had a bunch of Mexican friends, like, the older I got. And it was like, yeah, bro, this isn't really that funny. It's like, kind of fucked up.
Well, what'd they call you?
Mayo monkey.
Mean, literally, bro. Literally, the worst shit you could think of. Gordito, torto. Badass, fucking. Yeah,
no, I don't know about that,
bro. Yeah.
God, I bet they were so fucking mean to you, man.
Yeah, bro.
I just know you got fucking bullied.
Yeah, bro.
I love you so much, but I know they were saying some crazy shit.
Yes, bro.
The way you react now to getting made fun of,
so
I know they were
fucking
all on your ass.
Dude. Yes, bro. Yes.
Holy shit. I can't believe you didn't fucking rip it back at. I mean,
no, I tried, but no, it's never like, like not in the group chat. It's like fucking. It's very funny. It's like, all right, well, let's get T.O. Rick. Whenever T.O. Rick wakes up, bro, like if I send something stupid as fuck in the morning, like, like Danny would be like or Victor would be like, all right, wait till T.O. fucking Dan or T.O. Rick wake up. They're gonna be on your ass. And then, like, 3-4 hours later,
you've had a group of Mexican friends bullying you your entire life.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you've never not had a...
But every day you like you walked out the door onto a job site.
Yeah. It's funny because you wake up in the morning, you start over fresh every day. You go, oh, that's awesome. I'm going to send it to the group. And then they're mean to you all day.
Hey, remember that shit?
Today was weird. Then you go to sleep and you wake up and you go, oh, fuck yeah. I'm going to send that to the group.
La Dia de Groundhog. Every day I wake up, Mexicans make fun of me. I have to repeat the same day every day. Every day I wake up.
Dia de Groundhog.
Dia de Groundhog.
It like clockwork.
Say, senor.
Oh, fuck.
I've lived this day 1,000 times. You're going to call me Gordito. You're going to call me...
Yeah.
You're going to call me Mayo Monkey.
Y'all know... Y'all know...
That car is going to go... That taco truck's going to pull up right over there.
You know Tapatio? Like...
Sauce?
Yeah, so... A long time ago, when I was like Matt's in the group chat too. Like when I was first like starting comedy, like also getting into like better foods and stuff, because they put me on to like better foods and everything. Good friends, but like I was like, what is this? And they're like, what are you talking about? And I took a picture of it and I was like, have y'all ever had Tapatio? And dude, I got roasted for like fucking years, bro. Like to the point, my dumbass literally, Matt was like, wait, sound it out. Say what it sounds like. And I fucking sent a voice message of me being like...
Bro, you fucking...
What's Tapatio?
You fucking honkied out.
Starbucks.
So that's just kind of
pumpkin
like,
spice ass.
I don't know. Yeah, literally. So I just... Tapatio. I gotta get better at Spanish and just everything as a man. Don't repeat the same things over and over.
Raisins in the potato salad headache.
Tapatio.
Tapatio.
Grassy ass. Fucking, I don't know. The thing that bothers me is yeah, it's probably, I probably shouldn't do the same thing over and over. So I've just been kind of trying to chill on that. But fucking not really going too well. But the thing that does bother me the most is when people like go crazy on that. Like they'll be like, yo, I speak Spanish. And they're all like, gracias, Tapatio, hola.
Hola.
You're like, dude.
Si.
Oh, bro. Cartel's going to fucking kill you one day, bro.
What?
It's not going to happen because somebody's bad at a language.
Or being ignorant around people that, like.
Yeah, but nobody's going to kill
Nobody's going to do
you
that,
you ever
bro.
See, like, do you ever have
We're
a.
Not gonna
you
not going to get murdered.
Dude.
It's quite literally. No guy from Mexico is coming up here not speaking English and going, God, I hope they don't fucking. Skin me alive. I hope they don't kill me. Well, I don't know. The ice things are, never mind. Move past that.
Well, no, you're thinking of it. You're thinking of it kind of reversed. It's a Mexican guy coming to America, being like, these fuckers don't even speak Spanish. That's what he's saying. He's saying you're a white guy not saying Mexican words right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like.
Well, but I think with the idea is that if you like, you're lucky you're here, because if you were around real Mexico, they'd kill you. And it's like, I don't think that would happen.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
if they were even around the cartel, I don't think they would kill them.
Yeah,
I don't think they'd be like, you can't say words.
You
right.
said thank you.
We're gonna murder
wrong.
You.
Yeah,
you said thank you wrong.
Yeah. Ooh, that grinds my gears, pendejo.
Yeah, Danny Trejo. It's like something from like a Grindhouse movie. You say gracias wrong and they blow your head off in a bar.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, it's like imagine a foreign guy coming up to you.
Saying a word wrong.
Oh, thanking you. Fuck you. You kill
that
guy?
Yeah, I'm on that one.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Oh, thanking you. Thanking you for the help. And you're just going to blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to show you how to thank somebody properly. Fucker.
I am thanking you very much.
All right.
I feel like the most that anybody would do with any kind of language barrier would just be
maybe
laugh at them. Like,
All right.
Yeah, for sure. They'd probably just think you were silly for trying.
Yeah.
But also, they'd probably appreciate the effort no matter how bad it was.
Yeah. I mean, a Nazi might kill him, though.
Yeah. In wartime.
But, you know.
Yeah.
During wartime?
Kind of depends on the guy, I guess, really. You can't really speak for everybody.
And nobody's got any nicotine.
I would...
I have a vape, but it died.
Nah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you guys.
Oh, yeah. We're not supposed to give
it. Yeah, I forgot, dude. Oh, I forget he's going to beat off.
I'll give it to him quick.
Yeah, bro.
He's into that stuff.
I'm not. It's a bit.
It's a total joke. Off.
I'm not going to fucking beat my dick or whatever.
Not, dude. Oh, bro. This is, I was thinking about this one. Do that. This is what I was thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
With the. we came a long way from it. We were talking about dog people.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about. You know how the conspiracy theorists talk about, like, fluoride, like, makes you dumber? Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, it's like the fluoride in the water makes the population dumber. And I was like, well, if that's true, how smarter are dogs, actually? So all we do is give them tap water. Like, they never really, the conspiracy people don't ever talk about, like, that's also, it would also be making our dogs and cats dumber.
Yeah.
You're right.
So it's like, no, they're just like eating cheese off the ground. It's like they're fucking zonked, bro.
Oh, no, I calcified my dog's brain.
Yeah, they're fucking zonked, dude.
Oh, no, he's he was supposed to be so, I made him a retard. Like, but he's so sweet.
Yeah, it's like, no, they just like, they like getting, like, you know,
yeah,
their bellies rubbed on the ground.
And they do love peanut, they do love peanut butter.
They love peanut butter, interesting.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they love peanut butter.
Wait, I love peanut butter. He loves peanut butter.
And then he drinks the toilet water and wakes up.
Yeah.
And you keep telling him not to, and it's like, that's the only way I can think straight, man.
Fuck, man. It's
filtered water.
Fuck, man. Yeah, dude, they're just trying to fucking live, bro. We didn't even realize it. We didn't even realize that we've been making the fucking critters dumb.
I've got a sense of smell 25 times as good as yours. You think I don't know the fucking difference?
Well, that's the other thing, too, bro. That's the other thing, too. Fucking pet dogs, their sense of smell is, like, not that good. Mm-hmm. Like, my cat is supposed to have a great sense of smell. He fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I, like, see him trying.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did it take you that long to figure out
it
was this? You know what I mean? Like, they're like... It's like, you should have been here instantly. Like, I can smell somebody cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you should have smelled me opening, like, you know what I mean? You should have smelled the bacon in the grocery bag.
It's buddy,
the fucking, it's the fluoride, dude.
Yeah.
Buddy, I can smell cancer. You think I'd be drinking this if I... You think I'd be drinking this if it was bad for me? That's so funny.
Yeah, I think truck's sense of smell is pretty bad, too. Sniffs the...
Oh, no, you're good.
I mean, he'll just sniff the same spots outside all the time, but then he'll, like, pee somewhere else. Mm. But I think he's trying to pee on the spot. I think he, like, misses.
I agree.
Yeah, he usually pees on his own leg.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He sniffs the spot, and then he pisses on himself.
But then sometimes you'll see, like, a freaking, like, certain... There's, like, some dogs that are, like, fucking... It's like, yo, why is this dog so with it?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you'll meet, like, a really smart-ass dog, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, this motherfucker's, like, looking at me. Like real deal, like...
He's got human eyes.
It's, like, telepathic... this fucker's talking to me with telepathy.
Hello.
It would be funny, just, like, the... You know, the dogs that, like, I guess can smell cancer or whatever? Have you seen that? Mm-mm. No?
No, I haven't seen that.
Bro. Yeah, like, there was, like, this whole thing where they had, like, a dog that could smell... If you had cancer or not.
It's like a service animal or something?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's like a whole thing.
Oh, it's like, I think it's like if the, like a person that has cancer,
mm-hmm.
and then they lose the cancer, and then it's like they have a dog to be like, gets back.
Like on the outside cancer or on the inside cancer?
Just like I think the cell. I don't really honestly.
I don't know if you would need a dog for it.
But it'd be very funny to be like to have the dog come in, smell you, and be like, "Oh, it looks like you don't have cancer." And then the dog goes and just starts like drinking out of the toilet, and you go, I mean, there's got to be a better system. I really think I would like another opinion on this.
Nah, we're just going off the dog.
Yeah, yeah. It's $13,000 an hour for him, so we're fucking getting our money's worth today.
Can we use that cat skin? It's like an at-home dog, right? It's not like
I think so.
It's not a dog at the doctor's office. Not like the doctor pulls out a dog and goes, give him a whiff.
Dog smelling cancer, yes.
Smell him.
He's got the coat on.
It's like a dog's their secretary.
Yeah, it's like,
come on in, Polly.
It's got to be.
Dogs?
Yeah, it's not like a dog. It's got to be like some program or something.
No, dogs can be trained to detect cancer by smelling certain odors produced by cancer cells. Yeah. This ability stems from remarkable sense of smell.
Hey, buddy.
Significantly more sensitive than
humans. I
wouldn't
even trust that, though.
Exactly, yeah.
I wouldn't trust it if it said no. I wouldn't trust it if it said yes.
Dogs have... Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I mean, I guess it would be good if it said yes, but that's like the only reason.
Their sense of smell, so they have... So humans have 6 million receptors, or like olfactory receptors. They have 300 million.
That's a lot.
That's way more than 6.
So we have 6, they got 300 mil?
We've got 6 million. They've got 300 mil. They have...
Brother, they need to make a dog that can sniff out good pussy.
That's that's what happens. Yeah, that's what happens.
A dog go...
Yeah, right over there.
pointer. How have they not made that yet? They haven't made a. Oh yeah, that's good pussy. My dog can tell your pussy's incredible.
Yeah, cancer stinks.
Yeah.
Hey, me and my dog over here really like your vibe. I'm wondering if you. The point is very
much. Oh, did it.
You never made that noise before.
Go get her, boy, get her.
What is it, Lassie? There's good pussy.
There's good pussy in the well. There's good pussy trapped at the bottom of the well.
All right, well, take me there. Jesus.
There's a wet t-shirt contest at the mall.
Oh, we got to get the hell over there.
Oh, Lassie, you're right. The Austin Twerkathon's right now. Thanks, girl.
I think that... let me check the fucking camera real quick. Make sure.
34. I think it went out at like 12 or 15.
Oh.
No, it was like over 20.
Wait, so should we do like 10 more minutes or something?
You gotta go to work, huh?
I gotta go to work, but if we do 5,
that'll be fine.
Whatever, it doesn't matter, dude. Short one.
Figure it out.
It's like Evan's short.
Yeah,
this is fun. But, I'm gonna do...
It's probably better if it's shorter.
Do an outro thing?
Less for people to not watch.
Yeah, this was a fun one. It's gonna be kind of annoying to edit too. So
yeah,
sorry.
Oh, that's fine. I just do a little.
All right, you're now leaving the Jane
Lane
special.
Jane Lane special. Yeah.
Man.
All right, we can change the outro, bro. We don't have to.
I don't want
to
do that.
We don't have to. All right, Mike, you'll sing it.
All right, I'll sing.
You sing it this time.
You're now leaving the Jane
Lane
special.
The Jane Lane special.
That's pretty good. I like that a lot.
And it's the Jane Lane special.
Hit him like a yeah or something. Mm-hmm.
The Jane Lane special. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there we go. All right.
I've been listening to a lot of country.
Yeah, that was the move.
All right, guys. We love you.
Bye.
Country. But it's spelled C-U-N-T-R-Y.
Yeah.
And it's bitchy country.
Yeah. Pink and Pony we'll Club, but we ride them.
Yeah, no country for old sluts.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that next episode. Yeah. On the next episode of Jane Lane Special. Yeah, we're doing previews.
That's good.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good day.